This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Nancy Pelosi got out there the other day, and for those that think there may be a blue wave coming, if there is a blue wave coming, it's sort of running in the face of logic, because everybody likes this tax reform that happened. Nancy Pelosi, of course, thinks it's crumbs. So she has stated, well, she made an Anchorman-style mistake on social media. Then she handed Republicans another ready-made attack line against Democrats heading into the fall on top of everything else that's already out there. On the Twitter faux pas, it looks like she or somebody on her staff was supposed to tag a tweet with names or handles of certain individuals prior to publication. But that somebody must have missed the memo, because it was just, I'm joining, parentheses, tag officials in tax march, and parentheses, for the hashtag GOP tax, that was just a whole bunch of mess up. It's a silly mistake, an unforced error, if you will. That's basically straight out of Veep. Less of a laughing matter was her very strong implication that if they win in the fall, her party will seek to repeal the totality, every bit of the GOP tax law and start from scratch. The moderator of the event asked Pelosi if Democrats would rewrite the tax bill from scratch or focus on reversing specific elements. She said, one of our complaints about what they did with the tax bill is they did it in the dark of night and with the speed of light. We'll sit down at the table and say, what would be a tax bill that creates growth, that creates good-paying jobs as it reduces the deficit? It's not about chipping at this piece or that piece. It's about a comprehensive look at what our tax policies should be in the future. Well, uprooting the entire tax law would inflict massive tax increases on nearly every American family. Approximately 9 in 10 taxpayers are experiencing a reduction in their tax burden thanks to the new policy on which every last Democrat in Congress voted no. Republicans' parallel programs of deregulation and tax relief have helped fuel and sustain a sizzling U.S. economy, the positive effects of which are simply undeniable. Voters who are quite wary of President Trump overall recognize this and have rewarded him with much stronger marks on taxes and the economy than on other fronts. His approval rating right now at this point in his presidency is higher than Obama's. Public support for tax reform has flipped from badly upside down to right side up as Democratic myths and demagoguery has turned out to be false. Talking about undoing tax reform means that Democrats are willing to hammer families, individuals, and small businesses with tax increases, including the overwhelming majority of middle-income households. They would try to focus their rhetoric, justifying their clawback, by targeting the evil corporate tax cut, which is a big element of why the economy has taken off. It's why hiring is up. It's why hundreds of companies have shared their tax windfalls with millions of their employees through bonuses and other enhanced benefits. It's why tens of millions of Americans are seeing utility bills slashed, and it's why small business owners are feeling as optimistic as ever about the prospects for their businesses. Are Pelosi and her buddies intent on erasing those gains? But two other things to consider. First, while demagoguing corporate tax cuts will be an easier political sell for Democrats, it's important to remember that not only that those reductions are a key driver of the robust economic climate, which I think most people get. I think most people get this. But also that the new corporate rates are a sorely needed correction to the previous status quo that put American companies competitively, they weren't competitive at all. They were at a competitive disadvantage. So this sort of levels the playing field, and the Republican law brings the United States roughly into the middle of the pack, which is where we'd want to be, a major improvement on where we were. The problem was so glaring that even Obama proposed slashing corporate tax during his term in office. The GOP finally delivered results on that front, providing pro-competitiveness, parity, and sorely needed certainty to job creators. And threatening to scramble the rules again would threaten to undermine the important economic gains achieved under the new law. And then second, to her claim that the reform plan was ran through at the speed of light in the dead of night. The truth is, it was passed under a process at least somewhat resembling regular order. It entailed committee hearings, amendments, and votes in each house, full debate on both floors, and, you know, all kinds of conference committees to iron out differences between the two chambers' legislative text. It took months of work and years of groundwork, and the notion that Pelosi, a top Obama ally, is worried about deficits now is absolutely hilarious. Her position is the government virtually always spends too little. Now, let's look at something real quick. A lot of these people are talking about gun violence restraining orders right now. A Yahoo named Chris Velasquez, he said three stupid, deliberately offensive things about mass shootings on Reddit. And then he became an early target of a new Florida law authorizing risk protection orders, not GVRO, but RPO, that bar people from buying or possessing guns. Last month, based on a police affidavit that falsely portrayed Velasquez as a ticking time bomb who had threatened to attack schools, a judge issued a temporary RPO against him. And then after taking a closer look at the evidence, the same judge declined to extend the RPO for a year. For all of you that might have thought that this is a smoking-hot idea on how to defuse a potentially explosive situation, this is the nature of this kind of thing. You can't go after somebody for thought or statements. You just can't. Now, if somebody's there, you know, rampage killers have five or six things they go through. Most of them don't involve getting on Reddit, though. So, David French, you know, he was pushing the gun violence restraining order as an appealing alternative to broader restrictions on firearms. This is the chilling effect of this. This is where due process takes a break, yeah. And instead, we get people getting out there, and it's Minority Report. Tom Cruise comes out of there, and the nice wood grain billiard ball rolls out, and it comes up with Chris Velasquez on the name, and it rolls down the hamster exercise area, and he pops out, and he jumps in his seashell shaped spacecraft, and they fly there, and they halo him and stick him in the ground because he might have committed something. He was thinking about committing something. That's what this is. Okay, that's what this is. This is life imitating art. Velasquez is a 21-year-old student at the University of Central Florida who went by the Reddit handle The Real UCF Chris. He attracted police attention with three comments he posted in February in a thread titled, "You guys are too weak to be a school shooter." He replied, "Maybe for now, but not forever." Later, he posted the comment, "RIP Paddock, my hero," in a thread about the autopsy of Las Vegas mass killer Stephen Paddock, and wrote, "Cruz is a hero," in reference to Nicholas Cruz, the perpetrator of the February 14th attack in Parkland. And that is how Velasquez ended up sitting down for an interview with Officer Jeffrey Panter on March the 5th. When he was asked to explain his comments, he recalled that he was in a pretty angry place, but said he was just trolling and wanted to see how fast Reddit would act, or if they would act at all against a comment like that. Reddit did, in fact, suspend Velasquez because of his comments. He told Panter, I regret making those comments 100%. I'm not a violent person. I would never, ever act out in violence against anybody in a mass shooting or anything of the sort. Panter refused to accept that explanation or his assurances, and over the course of the interview, he pressured, cajoled, and manipulated him into agreeing with statements that made it seem like Velasquez genuinely admired Paddock and Cruz, and that he identified with Cruz because both of them had been bullied as kids, and that he had repeatedly fantasized about returning to his former school. Another stupid kid lets his mouth get in the way of life. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. The other day, the New York Times, Nicholas Kristof, he posted a column that purported to tell his largely progressive audience how to win an argument about guns. I always love a really nice rhubarb, good argument from the other side. So I decided to find out how Kristof would best an informed gun rights advocate in a debate. The really short answer to that is he wouldn't, but I'm not being fair. Let him hang himself here. The column's pattern is simple. Christoph posits a primitive caricature of a gun rights argument, and then he delivers a thoroughly inadequate response designed to settle the issue and then repeats the cycle. In other words, he erects one straw man, then another, and fails to best any of them. He first purports to answer the argument, and it would be helpful, by the way, if he included a link to serious people making the arguments he's reportedly or purportedly rebutting, that cars are more likely to kill a person than guns, but we don't try to ban cars. Here's the core of his response. We don't ban cars, but we do work hard to take a dangerous product and regulate it to the limit, to limit the damage. We do that through seat belts and airbags, through speed limits and highway barriers, through driver's licenses and insurance requirements, through crackdowns on drunken driving and texting while driving. I once calculated that since 1921, we have reduced the auto fatality rate per 100 million miles driven by 95%. Did you notice what he was missing there? Did you notice the omissions? He fails to note that we do, in fact, already work to keep guns out of dangerous hands. We have a background check system that regulates the vast majority of gun sales and a labyrinth of criminal and civil laws designed to prohibit violent and unstable Americans from owning guns. He also fails to mention that American gun violence is down 49% since its peak. That's one they always love to miss. The victimization rate for other firearm crimes dropped by a whopping 75% between 93 and 2011. So, in other words, our national effort to reduce gun violence has been an extraordinary success. But there is work left to be done, just as there is work left to be done on automobile fatalities. But in any other context, improvements like this would be a cause for celebration. So why would you not even mention the dramatic decline there? Maybe because it coincided with the generation-long easing of restrictions on gun ownership. Not only are there more guns in American circulation and less crime, there are more law-abiding people carrying guns and less crime. And these are facts worth mentioning, and they're facts worth wrestling with, and Christoph doesn't do either one of those things. But he does take aim at another classic straw man argument about the Second Amendment, saying that the amendment does not prevent sensible regulation. No. Well, you know, some people would say that serious gun rights advocates don't contest that there are going to be some regulations or that guns should not be regulated at all or anything like that. I have my own. You know, Heller got out there and said man portable. So, you know, that's where I draw the line. Anything above man portable, that's okay. Regulate that. But if it's man portable, we need to think about that one. So, but the devil is always in the details. So, for example, universal background check requirements are almost certainly constitutional in a world where registrations are constitutional. But the argument against those laws isn't that they're unconstitutional. It's that they're unenforceable and ineffective without a registration. Recent RAND study looked at studies of the effects of universal background checks on violent crime and found the evidence uncertain and inconclusive. Last October, Duke professor Philip Cook analyzed studies examining how criminals obtained their guns and noted that guns typically have been diverted from legal commerce. So, in other words, they've gone into the black market. They break the law not just when they use their gun, but also when they obtain it. The universal background check requirement isn't relevant to already illegal transactions. An assault weapons ban, as they would call it, by contrast, is unenforceable, ineffective, and likely unconstitutional. According to the Heller standard, the Second Amendment protects the right to keep and bear arms in common use for lawful purposes. An assault weapons ban would violate this test, although it is allowed to stand in many states. Because, and, you know, this is, by the way, I'm using assault weapon in the vernacular of this particular author. I call them personal defense weapons, or PDWs. So it wouldn't make a meaningful dent in gun crime, suicide, or mass shooting. So having lost to two straw men, he proceeds to make a puzzling argument about suicide. He addresses the claim that suicides are not about guns. But actually, that's not like this. He says, scholars have found that suicide barriers on bridges, for example, prevent jumpers and don't lead to a significant increase in suicides elsewhere. Likewise, almost half of suicides in Britain used to be by asphyxiating oneself with gas from the oven. But when Britain switched to a less lethal oven gas, the suicides by oven plummeted, and there was little substitution by other methods. So it is about guns. Well, hold the phone there, Nicholas. If you look at the suicide rates by country, you'll notice two things immediately. First, though America is awash in firearms, our suicide rate is relatively low compared to that of a number of other developed countries. Second, those developed countries have much stricter gun control regimes than the United States. Suicide in Britain used to be about ovens, so suicide in America is about guns. Strikes me as a very, not very persuasive argument that the idea that suicide is an incredibly complex social phenomenon and that the instruments by which it's carried out are less important than the underlying conditions and the culture that make it happen in the first place. To his credit, he does at least note that other nations have large numbers of firearms without American levels of violence, but here's the entirety of his response. Yes, there's something to that. America has underlying social problems, and we need to address them with smarter economic and social policies. But we magnify the toll when we make it easier for troubled people to explode with AR-15s rather than pocket knives. Putting aside the fact that it's far easier for a troubled person to obtain a knife than a gun, he begins to grapple with the cultural question. And there's more than something to the argument. 41% of white households own guns compared to 19% of black households. Yet the gun death rate among black Americans is twice the rate than among white people. The gun control advocates would love to lower the gun ownership rate nationwide to 19%. But clearly, cultural factors, what Kristol calls underlying social problems, can and do swamp other considerations. So, if he wanted to win an argument, why did he ignore the benefits of gun ownership? He never once addresses the effects of his so-called sensible gun restrictions on the right of self-defense. You know, that he does end his thing about, he starts doing a comparison between pools and guns, and that's just another misdirection. No one argues that pools are generally more dangerous than guns. They argue that pools are more dangerous to young children than guns are, but he dresses off this fact by noting that children routinely swim and take baths but don't regularly encounter firearms. Oh, Nicholas, I know you're bored. You need to find something else to do, brother. You can't win the argument. You're not going to win the argument. Take that one to some bank and just take a moment and please take shut up for a minute, please. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Coming from Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, he's decided to go after the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Now, if you haven't heard about this, this is where, see, I enjoy a great deal of latitude. I have never, ever, 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 ever been told by Genesis what to say, how to say it, if I could say it. I went to them, I said, here's this show I've got, and they said, okay, do it. And, you know, I haven't caused them any issues or anything as far as I know. So, you know, Genesis is, you know, we're a bunch of different ideas working under one roof. Other broadcast groups don't have that kind of latitude. But Sinclair, what they've done is they're having local broadcasters recite a message saying they want their news to be truthful and not based on opinion. Which is basically Joe Friday from Dragnet coming up. Just the facts, man. Just the facts, please. So Durbin wrote, this most recent incident continues the troubling history of Sinclair, dictating content to its stations, including mandating they run Sinclair-produced segments. This practice not only compromises the ability of local reporters to serve the unique interest of their viewers, but it undercuts the journalistic integrity of local news anchors who are required to deliver corporate scripted messages at times without providing a disclaimer of their source. Well, you know, let me explain something to you. If they're getting Sinclair's programming, or if they're part of Sinclair's network or affiliates or whatever, guess what? To a degree, there's a price to be paid for that. That is just the way of media. That is simply the way of media. And it's completely understood. Everybody, there's nobody doing this involuntarily. All right. with Genesis. I am not allowed to do anything against Genesis. I'm not allowed to break any FCC rules, even though if I break FCC rules and I say the wrong thing, it doesn't cost me or Genesis. It costs my affiliates. So I'm not going to hurt or harm my affiliates. It took me a long time to get them. And now that I have them, I'm going to keep them. So having said that, those are the rules. Now, I don't know what else my affiliates may do with Genesis, and it's really none of my concern. My job is to deliver the show I do, and then I deliver the show I do, and, you know, that's the way that works. Now, Durbin isn't troubled by the repetitious content at CNN, or NBC, or MSNBC, or the Washington Post, or PBS, or NPR, or EIEIO, etc. You can get all kinds of examples of fake news stories that news outlets repeat continuously. Right after the shooting in Parkland, here locally, WYFF got out there and repeated the 18 school shootings mantra since the beginning of the year. Now, if you remember that took place in the middle of February. So in 45 days, we were being told there had been 18 school shootings, which was, that wasn't, I'll be nice and call it fake news. It was an out-and-out lie. Okay. To be a school shooting, you got to go into a school. There's got to be teachers and faculty and lunch ladies and, you know, custodians. There's got to be school people in the school when you go in to shoot it up. Showing up and calling the cops saying, I'm going to kill myself, and then parking in front of a school that's been closed for 7 months and then doing it, that's not a school shooting. And, this was an affiliate that was doing this, but this affiliate got fed that figure from somebody. Okay. Now, instead of Durbin being concerned about the fake news, he's concerned that Sinclair is saying it strives not to report fake news. Now, the first is the Russian collusion with Trump story. There was never, ever any basis, in fact, for that story. It was started by a fake Russian dossier funded by Hillary and the DNC. It was used as an excuse for the Obama administration to get a FISA warrant to spy on Trump and his people. Have we heard Durbin care about the clear targeting of a politician based on pure lies, garbage, tripe? No, I've also never heard Durbin ask why the DNC wouldn't allow the government to examine its computers for that, since the DNC blamed Russians for committing a crime. If you're going to blame them for committing a crime and you say they got into our computers, well, we'd like to look at those. No. Huh? Just take our word for it. A crime has been committed. Okay. The other is how news outlets worldwide just keep repeating the fake news that man, fossil fuels, and CO2 causes global warming. Now, it is clear that there have been significant periods of time from 45 to 76 where the temperature was falling while CO2 was rising, which shows there's actually zero correlation between the two. Yet we're told the science is settled. The science is in. And people who disagree should not be listened to and maybe killed. I don't know. It amounts to indoctrination for a false cause, and the press has no small role. And Durbin even votes for this stuff. And that's really a money grab. That's basically a money grab of your money. NPR and PBS receive significant government funding. They have tax-free status and have an obvious left-wing bias. And Durbin never questions the tax-free status or government funding. So it was so much easier for government and people like Dick Durbin to control the news when there were a few outlets. But, you know, besides having a double standard on what's fake news, Durbin has a partisan agenda. And he may be all phony concerned about Sinclair's statement, but we should remember that Durbin has a hypocritical record on the matter of private business and civil society groups and how they should be run. And as he yells about Sinclair, recall that Durbin sent to the IRS to urge it to investigate a conservative group. Somehow no leftist groups were also named in the letter. And here's an excerpt from his letter. I write to urge the IRS to examine the purpose and primary activities of several 501c4 organizations that appear to be in violation of law. Crossroads GPS has spent nearly $20 million on television advertising specific to Senate campaigns this year. If this is political activity, is indeed the primary activity of the organization, it raises serious questions about the organization's compliance with the Internal Revenue Code. What it does show is that it is much more dangerous for democracy and our freedom for a senator and the IRS to stifle the free speech of a group that they disagree with than when Sinclair Broadcast Group personalities read a message that says they strive to report the truth. it's interesting that they're being targeted for making that statement. Hello there, I'm so-and-so, and I just want to tell you the truth. Well, why is he saying that? Why is he saying that he wants... What is he saying? I mean, he's talking about fake news. Is he saying that this is fake news or this is fake news? What is he saying exactly? Well, I haven't always been a Sinclair Broadcasting fan. Or maybe I'm getting them confused with Cox Broadcasting. I can't remember which one is which. But I used to be a fan of one of them, and then they did something I didn't like particularly. Now, if it was Sinclair, all's forgiven, Sinclair. I like you again. Getting out there and every now and again, you know, some group looks at itself occasionally. I don't know what causes this, but occasionally there's a moment of introspection where somebody wants to step, you know, they want to separate themselves from the rest of the pack and say, you can come to me and trust me. And that's what Sinclair appears to be saying. Now, I don't even know what some of their products are. I need to look them up and see who some of them are and you know, give them a listen. But the fact that they're out there saying, we are not with this, that does two things. It acknowledges that that exists, and it says we're not doing it. And Durbin coming out and saying, I take exception to that. Well, show me some examples of how they're not the only ones that are trying not to be fake, Senator. And maybe do something about immigration while you're at it. Actually do some legislation. Stop worrying about what media has to say. You've already got most of them. We know that. Some of them may be coming back, though, and I know you can't stand that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. The gun debate. A couple of things to understand about anybody that wants to debate gun rights, okay? They are capable of neither objectivity, they're not capable of intellectual honesty. Our leftist media continues to viciously denigrate guns in America and gun owners in America. So it is a so-called debate, and it's all basically one way. It's not a debate, which is a two-way discussion. In a cynically fraudulent pretense of fairness, they occasionally interview an ostentatious competitive shooter who doesn't even carry a gun, or a clueless gun accident victim, or some baddie member of a fringy group of paranoid lunatics. But they never, ever interview real operators. That's who when I have Kit Cope, when I have John Farnham, when I have Lincoln Osiris, when I have Steve Fisher, Tatiana, these are legitimate operators, real operators. Operators, and you probably are one too if you listen to this definition, operators quietly carry concealed guns all day, every day. We have other heavier guns always close by, but never obvious. Our guns are not seen, nor do we talk about them. We maintain a low profile, and none who don't need to know are ever aware. That's why I call you guys ninjas. We conduct our lives so as to make toxic encounters unlikely to begin with, short and unceremonious on those rare occasions when they become unavoidable. Because we keep and handle guns carefully and correctly, we don't have accidents. You won't find the nonchalant and apathetic among us. We go armed as a permanent and deliberate lifestyle, and we teach valuable gun skills and correct philosophy to the worthy among our friends. We have very little patience for the clueless leftists who are content to remain deliberately ignorant and then self-righteously shower us with the shallow refrain, guns are ishy, ad nauseum. Those same professing leftists need to watch Schindler's List, and while nothing is foolproof in the presence of a sufficiently talented fool, gun accidents are at an all-time low despite the huge percentage of gun-owning Americans increasingly, continually, conspicuously spiking whatever leftists threaten us, whenever they threaten us, as they are now with universal gun confiscation. We that are operators will continue to quietly go about our lives, We will continue to do our best to be of good service. We will continue to enlighten whom we can. But we are forever shunned by the leftist media. We are preserving, advancing, and refining critical weapon skills, an invaluable body of knowledge for the benefit of the next generation of American operators. So, we're not going to fail. Really, that simple. The best gun is the one that is never brandished. And just as the best poker hand is the one that no one ever sees. I mean, just, you know. I take what I do when I put on a gun, I sort of change, and I don't know if you do, but I do. I adjust it to where it's going to be, to where I don't have to touch it again. I make sure that it is retained. I make sure the trigger guard is covered, and then I make sure I have my spare ammo with it, and then I go. Right? I go out there, and I, you know, in South Carolina, I met with a ninja named Todd Saunders the other day. I hope you don't mind me mentioning your name there, boss, but he bought some pipetter stuff, and he was local, and I took him his poster and some other stuff, and we were talking about concealed carry here in South Carolina. And in South Carolina, you can't print. You can't, the outline of your gun can't show. So I take special care to make sure that I don't do that, to make sure that I don't print or anything else. And at the same time, I also take special care to make sure that the, you know, a lot of times right now, because all of my Ace Firearms guns are right now being reworked, I'm carrying right now my Smith & Wesson M&P Shield 2.0, which comes with a laser. It's got a arachna grip on it, which makes it a little easier to manipulate. And it's got a Hive Technologies plus two base pad on the bottom of the magazine. So it's a 10-round gun. So James Yeager refers to them, without them having any of that stuff on them, as a fighting handgun. That's enough for me. I just make it a little more of a fighting handgun. That's what I carry. And when I do carry it, I carry it in whatever the best way I can at the moment is. The best, and how does that work? Well, that means that I've got to carry it in a way to where I can get to it. And at the same time, it's not going to be found. It's not going to be seen. It's not going to come loose. It's not going to fall out. I hear about those things happening all the time, and that makes me cringe to think about my gun falling out. But I do hear about it happening. So there you have it. So that's the thing that I work on. And I take carrying a gun really seriously. One time, I was going to make a left turn, so I was pulling into this median to make this left turn. And this other car came across all the way across the entire... He was going in the opposite direction, but he cut across all the lanes of traffic I was in to get into the median, and we were facing each other, and he lost his mind. And I was sitting there, and he kept... I mean, if looks could kill, he would have murdered me five times over. Now, he had his wife and his kid in the car. And... for a moment, I forgot that I'm a 50-something-year-old open-heart surgery recipient with a bad, you know, had a bad heart, have other issues and everything else. And I was going to get out of the car and invite him to get out of the car. And then I realized I had a gun on. So then I gave way. I went around him so he could go around me. And then, he stayed on his way and, you know, hopefully karma reaches out and touches him in a moment where he will realize the error of his ways and not get hurt too bad while he's at it. But that was a moment when I had to sit back and think, I'm carrying a gun. I can't get into this kind of a fight. I had to be more responsible than this guy was, who was clearly quite combative. Must have been a leftist, I'm afraid. So... we do it, and we do it well. But the other thing you have to consider is people like that guy, right? He's probably against guns. I'm being asked what happens if you unintentionally print in South Carolina and you get seen unintentionally printing, They're going to call the cops. The cops are going to come to you, and it's going to be the same thing as if you showed your weapon. And that is largely going to depend, I think, upon the discretion of the cop, whoever has pulled you out of there. If you're, like in South Carolina, if you're in a shoe store, you reach up on the side where your gun is on that side and your shirt comes up and your gun is revealed, yes, it would upset a snowflake. You're going to be escorted out of there if anybody sees you. And if you have the permit and everything, you're probably going to be okay, and they're going to warn you and everything else. But it's basically the same thing as open carrying. And in South Carolina, open carrying is illegal. It's not that it isn't allowed. It's illegal. And that's because we got a bunch of politicians that are snowflakes, too. So, unintentionally printing. So here in South Carolina, we have one more thing we have to watch out for. So. And I do that. I do that. That's why if you see me out on the street, I'm either wearing a big bellowy shirt and you're like, wow, Bill's a slob. Or I'm wearing a print and you're like, wow, Bill's colorblind. He's not kidding about being colorblind. I do that to hide the gun. And I also do it because I like the comfort. I've gotten to an age now to where I'm not really worried about. Do you see the way the clothing drapes on it? So I couldn't care less. I just want something that feels good when I'm wearing it, that I can draw my weapon, and if my granddaughter spilled her ice cream all over it, it'll wash clean. That's all I care about. So there you have it. Now, I don't think anything's going to be happening Monday, so there will be no reason to not be here. This past week, it was because of Easter and everything else. So we will be back on Monday, and between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.